is your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC still has old-time radio on live streaming. And if it's music you love, tune in to the RTC Music Channel. You can find links to both channels and more on our website at oldtimeradiolisten.com.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Chris here once again with more Christmas old-time radio goodies for you to enjoy as we draw near to the big day. This week, I have a pair of shows for you. This first one comes from good old Jimmy Durante and features Margaret O'Brien and Peggy Lee.
Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, the Jimmy Durante Show.
Ink, a dinkity, a dinkadoo, a dinkity.
Yes, 10,000 Rexall drug stores who carry the complete line of top quality Rexall drug products bring you the Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Arthur Treacher, Candy Candido, Roy Barbie and his orchestra, our Rexall sportscaster Tommy Harmon, yours truly Howard Petrie, and our special guest tonight, MGM's great little star, Margaret O'Brien. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Jimmy Durante in person.
You've got to start off the day with a song.
Santa Claus, what's in that bag?
Even when things go wrong.
Santa, what's in that bag?
You feel better, you even look better.
Come on, Santa Claus, please tell me, what's in that bag?
Please, Sonny, I've been telling you all day, this ain't no bag, it's my schnoz.
Oh, merry, merry Christmas, Jimmy.
A merry Christmas to you too, Mr. Petrie. Too bad your name ain't Michael. Then I could wish you a merry Michaelmas.
Oh, gosh, Jim, you sure have your troubles at Christmas time, don't you? I'll bet with all your political connections, it was sure tough selecting Christmas gifts for them.
On the contrary, Howard, yes. And my toughest job was picking... That's what it says on the paper. Don't get so smart, Christmas Eve. And my toughest job was picking out a present for Henry Wallace. You see, 2 years ago, I gave a big Christmas party for Henry, and last year, I gave him a second party. So this year, I'm going to get him a date with Jane Russell.
A date with Jane Russell? Isn't that a strange gift for Henry Wallace?
Don't be silly. Can you think of a better third party? Ah, Durante, if you weren't so pretty, you'd make a good comedian.
Say, Jimmy, suppose Wallace does organize a third party. Does it affect you and your campaign for the vice presidency?
Not in the slightest, Howard. Not in the slightest. I'm a candidate on four other tickets. The Democrats, the Socialists, the Republicans, and the Labor Party.
You're a candidate on four different tickets?
Certainly. Why be half safe?
Well, now, Jimmy, listen. If you want to ensure your election, you'll have to give the people a plan to help the food conservation program.
I've been working on the food problem, Howard, and I want to report...
I've been 82!
I've been 84!
I'll make it 86!
I'll make it 90!
How do you like that? A guy walked in with a box of Wheaties and two grain speculators start bidding for it. Well, that's the conditions that prevail. But as I was saying, I've been working on the food problem, Howard. Last week, I dug a hole in the backyard and planted some shrimp cocktail that was left over for dinner. Then I dug another hole and planted some leftover pea soup. And then I dug another hole and planted some leftover lamb chops. I watered it faithfully every day. And this morning, you know what came up?
What?
A gopher with a note that said, "What's the matter? No dessert?" Food production can only be increased if we improve our national irrigation system.
Why, Jimmy, I'm glad you brought that up, because there's a man here to see you from the United States Department of Rivers and Waterways.
Well, what are we waiting for? Open the faucet and let him in.
Yes. Well, here he is, Jimmy, Mr. Ripple, the Commissioner of Rivers and Waterways.
Well, how do you do?
Nice to meet you, Mr. Ripple. Glad you dripped in. Now tell me, sir, what seems to be your problem?
Well, the United States needs more water.
Well, why don't you make a tour around the country? You're giving off a fine spray.
Well, I did make a tour. I started by diving in at the mouth of the Columbia River and swimming upstream to the headwaters.
And what happened?
Three salmon proposed to me.
Them salmon will do anything to get away from Del Monte. But never mind the salmon, Mr. Ripple. When you're underwater, did you, or do you ever see any pretty mermaids? Confidentially, how do you like them? Well, as a candidate for the vice presidency, naturally I'm interested in improving the Columbia River. Tell me, what can I do about it?
Well, after swimming in it for 3 days, I've only got one thing to report.
What?
Riding forever.
You know, I'm glad he left. I was going down for the third time.
Just a minute here, Jimmy. I just noticed. What's that string tied around your finger?
I'm glad you noticed, Howard. That string means there's somebody I forgot to get a present for.
Gosh, Jimmy, was it President Truman?
No.
General Marshall?
No.
Princess Elizabeth?
No, but you're getting warm. It's Umbriaco. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Umbriaco. How I love it. When I see a Christmas turkey, I think of him. He's a winner. And at Christmas, I know he'll be late for dinner. He won't starve by heck. He'll never leave a speck. He'll eat the turkey's neck. Don't stand near the mistletoe, or you'll be kissed by Mr. Umbriaco. Let me hear it. Umbriaco, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Umbriaco, Happy New Year, Umbriaco, how I love that Umbriaco. You know, last Christmas I remembered him. I sent him a brand new automobile with the latest invention on it. With this invention, if you're driving down the road and you see a lady driver coming towards you, you press a button, the car folds up and hides in the glove compartment. Don't stand near the mistletoe, or you'll be kissed by Mr. Umbriaco.
You want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation. Buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Did you know that more than 2,000 different drug products carry the name Rexall? That's a big family indeed, and a highly respected one, too. For in millions of American homes, the familiar name Rexall has come to mean the utmost in quality, purity, and reliability. So, for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall. Have confidence in what that name means. Quality, purity, and reliability in drug products. Get them at Rexall drugstores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug needs.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign, a Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall. Well, folks, just like all over the world, it's Christmas Eve in the Durante household. Let's peek in on Durante and Preacher.
I say, Mr. Durante, sir, may I wish you a Merry Christmas?
Indeed you may, and a Merry Christmas to you too, Preacher.
Thank
you. Tell me, how did you like that sweater I gave you for Christmas? Don't spread this around, Preacher, but I knitted it myself.
Oh, thank you, sir. It's a lovely sweater. It's quite she-she.
No, it's hee-hee. I knit them different for women. I love that kind of carry-ons on. Now, tell me, where's Peggy Lee and the rest of the gang?
They're all in the other rooms, sir, opening their gifts. How did you make out this Christmas, sir?
Broke even. gave tithes and got handkerchiefs. But look, I need your help. Margaret O'Brien will be here in a minute. Now, how can I get this ink stain out of my trousers?
Oh, that's very simple, sir. Use this emery board. Just keep rubbing the emery board over the stain, and when the trousers commence to get light in color...
Yes?
Stop rubbing. That's you.
Treat you, when you were a baby, did your nurse ever drop you on your head?
Oh, we couldn't afford a nurse, sir. My mother had to do it. Now, about this tree, sir, are you going to trim it?
Not after what happened last year. Let me tell you about it. Last Christmas, full of the spirit of Noel, I'm all set to trim the tree.
Yes?
So with the tinsel in my right pocket, the peppermint canes in my left pocket, the silver bells in one hand, the box of dolls that I'm using for snow in the other, and the popcorn ball dangling from my nose, I climbed up the ladder and I'm all set to trim the tree when I hear a strange noise in the kitchen. Descending from the ladder, I push down the tinsel, the peppermint canes, the silver bells, the box of dolls I'm using for snow, and the popcorn ball dangling from my nose. I investigates and what is it? My cat wants to get out. I'm ready for silent night, and she's ready for a fruitin', a fightin', and a fussin'. So I opens the door, and off she goes to attend the big four meeting. Once more with the tinsel in my right pocket, the peppermint canes in my left pocket, the silver bells in one hand, the box of dust that I'm using for snow in the other, and the popcorn ball dangling from my nose. I goes up the ladder. I'm just about to take a sniff of oxygen, which keeps my nose from collapsing at high altitudes. And what happens? The telephone starts to ring. So I takes a step towards the phone. I should have come down off the ladder first. Removing a sprig of hollyhock from the ear, I picks up the phone and the voice says, "Hello, guess who?" Gently ripping the wires out of the wall. Once more, I goes up the ladder with the tinsel, the peppermint canes, the silver bells, the box of dolls, and the popcorn ball dangling from my nose. And finally, after 3 hours, I got wires around my neck, wires in my pocket, and wires in my hair. So I plugs a wire into the wall socket, and what happens? The tree blows a fuse, but my nose lights up. And you know something? It looked prettier than the tree.
Chicago 24, Milwaukee 57, Big Bear 36.
Treacher, what are you doing?
Well, I didn't have any lines here, sir, so I thought I'd give a weather report.
A whimsical bit of material. An old coward must be on his payroll. Oh, you go on with the tree, Treacher. I'll answer the door. Well, Merry Christmas, Margaret.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
What a voice. Which Margaret is this? O'Brien or Truman? Why, it's Margaret O'Brien.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Gee, this is fun.
Well, Margaret, you really got the Christmas spirit, haven't you?
Oh, it's been wonderful, Jimmy. I've been out with a bunch of neighborhood kids singing Christmas carols.
Yes?
First we sang under Bob Hope's window, and he threw us a quarter. Then we sang under Red Skelton's window, and he threw us a quarter.
Go on.
Then all of us kids went over to Jack Benny's house.
Did you sing for Mr. Benny?
No, we split the money with him. He's head of our union.
Well, come on in, Margaret. You're always welcome in my humble chapeau.
Thank you, Jimmy. And here's the present I brought for you. Open it up.
Why, Margaret, this is the best exciting.
You like it?
Just what I wanted, a Mickey Mouse beauty kit.
I wanted to give it to you, Jimmy, because I think you're beautiful.
Would you say that again?
I think you're beautiful.
There, I gotta have this show transcribed. A thing like that should go on record.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Hello there, Margaret.
Hello, Miss Lee. Hey, Jimmy, Peggy's standing under the mistletoe. Why don't you turn out the lights and steal a kiss?
Thanks for the tip, Margaret. Here goes the lights. Pucker up, Peggy. There you are, sweetheart. How do you feel getting a real Durrani kiss?
I'm feeling mighty low.
Oh, What a blow. It's Candy Candido, this month's Woodsberry bride. He's lovely. He's engaged. He uses chicken fat. Now, come on, Margaret.
Quiet, Jimmy. Oh, look, Margaret's fallen asleep under the Christmas tree.
How do you like that? This Yuletide is too much for her. Let her take a little snooze. Pleasant dreams, Margaret.
Where am I? All this ice and snow and reindeer. Why, this is Santa Claus's home at the North Pole. And there he stands with his reindeer. Tell me, are you really Santa Claus?
That's right, little girl. I'm old Saint Nick.
Gee, Santa Claus, how old are you anyway?
Why, Margaret, Santa Claus lived since the beginning of the world. I guess I'm over 2,000 years old.
Gee, even older than Al Jolson. Gee, I'm a lucky girl meeting Santa Claus and seeing all his reindeer.
You know, Margaret, I didn't always use reindeer. On my first Christmas trip, I thought to deliver a message. I thought I'd deliver presents on horseback. Some of my helpers tried to teach me to ride it. He said, when the horse goes down, you go up. And when the horse goes up, you go down. So I tried it. I got on the horse. When the horse went down, I went up. And when I came down, the horse was gone. Was it that funny?
Oh, no, your beard's tickling me.
Oh, I see.
But tell me, Santa, may I go with you to deliver the presents?
You sure can, little girl. Just help me get the harness over these reindeer's horns. We gotta hurry, though. These reindeers can only wake 8 hours a day. They're organized now.
The reindeer are organized?
That's right. Patrol makes anything with a horn join the union. But I've gotta get dressed for my trip. Here, Margaret, take this Peggy Lee doll. It'll sing for you while I'm putting my coat on.
Oh, a real Peggy Lee doll. Isn't she beautiful? I'll wind it up and see if she can really talk.
Thank you, Margaret. This song is just for you and Santa.
Thanks, Dolly. Sing it for Margaret and old Saint Nick.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard say goodnight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's ordered lots of toys and goodies in his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering a simple phrase for kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Here's a 60-second story from the Rexall Laboratory.
Did you know that even the very best drinking water is not considered good enough to use in the medicines compounded at Rexall Laboratory? All drinking water, you see, contains some chemicals. That's why you can taste it. But in the Rexall Laboratory, drinking water is first purified chemically and then distilled in a giant tank with a capacity of thousands of gallons daily. This distilled water is absolutely pure. It has no color and no taste. The purity of this water, which is used in Rexall medicines, is one more reason why you can always depend on any product that bears the name Rexall.
So for any and for all of your household drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign, a Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Well, Margaret, now that you're up here at the North Pole, are you ready to start your ride with Old St. Nick? I was much younger when I started that line.
Well, Santa, are all the presents packed on your sleigh?
Well, let's see, little girl. I'll check my list. I've taken care of Winston Churchill, Ernest Bevins, President Truman. Wait a minute, I forgot to get something for Mahatma Gandhi. Help me out, Margaret. What do you think I should give Mahatma Gandhi?
An electric blanket. Those sheets get awfully cold in the winter.
Well, I ain't got any more time to dilly-dally. Come on. Climb up on the sleigh and we'll start our trip. On Dunder. On Blitzen. On Dancer. On Eisenhower.
How did Eisenhower get in there?
He wants to get in training. He may be running next year. Go! Make way for Old St. Nick. Look down there, Margaret. We're in Beverly Hills, right over Betty Grable's house.
Well, aren't you going down to fill Betty Grable's stockings?
Why, bother, she fills them much better than I could. But hold tight, sweetheart. We're going down and visit a little girl who lives in the house here. Let's go. Come on, I'll knock on the door.
But why are you knocking on the door? I always thought that Santa Claus came down the chimney to leave his bundle.
Oh, no, the stork can't make it with his beak. Why should I try it with mine? Hello, little girl. I'm Old St. Nick. What's your name?
I'm Little Candy, but I'm mad at you, Santa Claus.
But, Little Candy, why are you mad at Santa Claus?
Because of last year. I wanted a pony, and he brought me a
baby brother.
They blame everything on Old St. Nick. How old can a St. Nick get? I've got a lot of gifts for you, Little Candy, but tell me one thing. How do you feel about spending Christmas in sunny California?
Well, I can tell you about it in a little poem. Christmas in California just isn't right, you know. When I dream of a white Christmas,
I'm feeling mighty slow.
What a voice. What a voice. Sounds like a tonsils were caught in a mixmaster.
Oh, Santa Claus, I wish you'd do me a big favor. My little boyfriend, Stanley, lives in that house right next door, and he doesn't believe in Santa Claus. Would you come over with me and prove to him that he's wrong?
He doesn't believe there's a Santa Claus?
No, and he's awful stubborn. I'll knock on the door.
So, Margaret, I'm not gay enough for you. You have to go out with a show-off and a red suit.
Please, Stanley, you don't understand. He's Old St. Nick.
Everybody wants to get into the action.
Why, look at you. Your whiskers don't even hide your nose.
Sonny, the beard wasn't built that could hide this nose.
Well, Margaret, you've made your choice. We're through. I'm going out in the backyard and eat worms. Do you hear me? I'm going to eat worms.
Poor kid, he must have heard about the price of Christmas turkeys.
Goodbye, Margaret. You've given me up for this phony. There is no Santa Claus.
Stanley, don't you dare say that again. All of us boys and girls here in America must believe in Santa Claus. All of us have enough food to eat, and warm clothes to wear, and many other things that children in other countries haven't got. When you live in America, Stanley, you've just got to believe there's a Santa Claus. There is a Santa Claus. There is a Santa Claus. There is a Santa Claus.
Margaret, Margaret, wake up. You've been dreaming. Wake up.
Yes, Santa. Oh, you're not Santa Claus. You're Jimmy Durante.
That's right, Margaret. I'm not Santa, but I'm somebody very close to him.
I didn't know anyone was close to him.
Yes, Margaret, I am. Listen. I'm Jimmy Durante Claus.
He's the partner of Santa Claus.
His toy bag isn't on his back as he goes through the snow.
He's got a better face in front. He hooks it on his nose.
He's Jimmy Durante Claus.
He's the partner of Santa Claus.
Don't I seem familiar? Now think back through your brain, dear.
I'm not sure, but somehow you look like his leading reindeer.
The partner of Santa Claus is Jimmy Santa Claus. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride Durante Claus' sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Who can afford a car today? So I ride an open sleigh.
Jimmy Durante Claus, he's the partner of Santa Claus.
Tonight is Christmas Eve, we know, so up and down the hall.
No creature stirring, and before old Santa comes to call.
We'd like to wish a Merry Christmas to you, one and all.
Howard Petrie.
Candy, candy, though.
Boy, Margie.
Peggy Lee.
Arthur Peter.
Margaret O'Brien.
Harmon. And Jimmy Durante.
In person.
Jimmy Durante.
Folks, from Peggy Lee, Arthur Treacher, Candy Candido, Roy Bargy, and his orchestra, yours truly, Howard Petrie.
And Jimmy Durante, who says, Merry Christmas, everybody. Good night, Mrs. Calabash, and Merry Christmas.
This program is produced and directed by Phil Cohan. Margaret O'Brien appears with the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Cass Timberlane, starring Spencer Tracer and Lana Turner. Good health to all from Rexall.
My second show for you this week is from Boston Blackie, about a thief who stole some rings.
Faraday, just because we're going out to have Christmas dinner together, don't forget you're driving an automobile, not a sleigh.
Now, Blackie, okay. Don't tell me you object to Inspector Faraday's being full of Christmas spirit on Christmas
no.
Eve.
No, Mary, I just object to his voice.
Very amusing. Blackie, I know now what I should have given you for Christmas. A sense of humor.
If I didn't already have one, how could I tolerate you?
Well, somebody should give you both a book of instructions on how to get along.
Yeah, especially he. Him.
You know we're only kidding, Mary.
We are.
Stop that man! Stop that man!
What?
Hey, did you hear that, Blackie?
Stop
it!
Oh,
I only hear it, I see it. Shopkeeper chasing a man up the street. Step on it, Faraday. We can catch him.
Don't tell me what to do.
Pull up to the curb now, Inspector, and I can grab him.
Now, take it easy. Take it easy.
Okay, we just passed him. Wait. Don't jump till I've slowed down a little.
Well, hurry up, or he'll pass us.
Now, Blackie, be careful.
You mean, Blackie, be quick.
Well, now look out.
Here goes. All right, you. You hold it right here now.
Let go of me, Matt. Let go of me.
Sure, as soon as the shopkeeper, gets here, and here he comes.
Hold on to him. He took four diamond rings out of my store.
Now,
give me those rings.
Give them to me.
I don't have no rings of yours, Mac.
Oh, yes, you do. Right in your pocket here. I've watched you since you ran out of the store. You couldn't have given them to anybody.
I'll hold them while you say.
Yeah, look.
Okay.
Why, they're not here.
No, because I didn't take nothing, see?
Well, where are my rings? I want those rings.
So go find them.
Only I got news for you. You ain't gonna find them on me.
And now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
He took the rings out of the tray on the counter here, Inspector Faraday.
You said that.
Yes, but he did. He took the rings and ran out that door.
Sorry, Mr. Stacy. Unless I find the stolen rings on this guy here, what can I do about it?
Nothing, Faraday. Absolutely nothing.
Quiet, you.
Look, Blackie, you and this copper pal of yours searched me twice. Out on the street and here in the store. The rings ain't on me.
But they are. You took them. I saw you.
If I took them, Mac, where are they now?
I have a pretty good idea.
I hope it's better than pretty good, Blackie, because this guy's made four rings do a pretty good disappearing act.
And I know how, too.
Yeah.
He threw them away when he saw he was being chased.
That's a lie.
Yes. Yes, he could have done that. He could have.
I'd like to bet he didn't.
Oh, go ahead, bet. Only let me alone. It's Christmas Eve. I got some place to go.
I'll say you have. To headquarters, where I'm going to hold you until I find out who you are. And if you want it for anything else.
The only thing I want it for is Christmas Eve dinner. Hey, Blackie.
Yeah?
You're supposed to be such a genius. What happened?
Friend, before I'm through with you, for your Christmas dinner, I'm going to make you eat those words.
All visitors back behind the ropes, please. The passengers are coming down the gangplank now.
Hey, God. God.
Yes, what is it?
My name's Clark. I'm here to pick up a guy who don't speak English. Say not a word of it. Will you help me find him?
You know what he looks like?
Yeah, he's a big guy, about 6'6", maybe 250 pounds. His name's Abby.
Well, there's a big guy coming down the gangplank now with a sign on him. Maybe that's the guy.
Oh, yeah, he looks like the guy I want. Hey, Abby! Abby!
Yeah, he's coming over, so I guess he understands his name, even if he doesn't understand English.
Yeah, I guess so. Thanks.
No trouble at all. All visitors behind the ropes, please.
He took you for a ride.
Sanya Abbey. Bolo Grino. Ratsim Clark.
Ratsim Clark. Braga.
Sitaba Abbey, you big jerk.
Braga. Ratsim Clark.
All right. You don't know what I'm talking about, Abbey, because you don't know a word of English. But you use a gun good, pretty good, they tell me. And if you do, we'll be speaking the same language, all right. Where are those rings, Martin? Where are they?
Listen, Clark, I told you I don't have them.
You're lying. I know you took them out of the store because I saw you run out of the place and beat it up the street.
Well, if you'd hung around, you'd have seen me nabbed and hauled off to police headquarters.
If you were caught by the police, you'd still be in jail.
Not me. I ain't got no record, remember? Blackie and that cop Faraday took me down there, checked on me, and let me go.
All right, you ran into trouble, but you got out of it. Now, where are those rings?
I ain't got them.
You took them out of the store, so why haven't you got them?
Calm down and give me a chance to tell you.
I'll give you just 10 seconds to hand over those rings.
Ah.
I spotted the jewelry store and cased it for you. Now, don't try to cross me.
Hey, now, look, don't get tough, or maybe I'll just leave the rings lay right where they are.
Oh, you will.
Yeah, I will. Hey, let go of me.
Sure. After I've taught you a little lesson.
Huh?
Hey, Abby. Atone him.
Brantajvi.
Hey, who's that monster?
He's a character wanted for murder in Europe. A friend of mine sent him to me for Christmas.
Friend, huh?
He don't understand no English, but he's tough. I'm going to prove that to you.
Yeah?
Abby.
There's Bruno.
Abby, lead a lock.
Sena.
Hey.
Santa.
Hey, call this guy off. Call him off,
Santa.
I'll tell you. Call him off.
Santa.
Almost broke my jaw, Clark.
Abby, Struve Gondolak.
Yes, Dragana.
You lay off now, Martin. That is, unless you still have the idea you're not telling me what you did with those rings.
Sure, I'll tell you. The jeweler was chasing me. I see a Santa Claus up the street ringing his bell and collecting stuff.
So?
So when I passed him just before Blackie grabbed me, I threw the rings in a big iron pot that Santa Claus had. Nobody saw me, and I know how to get them back.
You better. No, I thought for a minute there that you was going to be the only guy in history who gave Santa Claus a present.
Blackie, what's the matter with you and Inspector Faraday? Everybody else in this restaurant is having fun, but look at you two.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. And I don't like what that guy Joe Martin did to us this evening.
And I don't like the fact that we had nothing on him in the file at headquarters.
No, eat your dinner, both of you.
All right.
This is Christmas Eve, and we're supposed to be having a party.
When we let Martin go, my appetite went with him.
Well,
Blackie, what did he do with those rings?
Who knows? He took them, according to the jeweler, but he got rid of them somehow without being seen. Apparently, he didn't throw them away because we searched the street.
When you two see Santa Claus, tell him that what you want for Christmas is an explanation of how Martin got rid of those rings.
Hey, wait a minute, Mary. That's not a bad thought. No. I know how those rings were hidden and why they haven't been found.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Blackie. What's Santa Claus got to do with that?
Martin gave the rings to Santa Claus.
What? Blackie, haven't you heard? There ain't no Santa Claus.
There was one ringing a little bell on the corner near the jewelry store.
Yes, and Martin passed him just a few seconds before I caught up with him.
Yeah, but how would Martin give those rings to Santa Claus without Santa Claus knowing it?
By tossing them in his collection bucket, Faraday. Come on, we're getting out of here.
Blackie, that Santa Claus won't still be there.
No, but all those street corner St. Nicks are working for the Welfare Society.
Yeah, so?
I'll call them, and they'll tell me where we can find the guy.
You think Santa Claus still has the rings, huh?
Yeah. If Martin hasn't found him by now and taken them back, in which case we'll find Santa Claus has been clipped.
Joe Martin, Clark.
Come in.
It's me.
Never mind the introduction. Where are the rings?
Well, keep Two-Ton Tony from Tibet away from me. I got the rings right here.
Well, where I want them is right here in my hand.
Sure. Here you are.
Thanks. Have any trouble with Santa Claus?
The plan worked great.
Good.
You'll never even be able to tell anybody I was there.
Now, be a good little boy, and I take you in to see Santa Claus, Faraday, and maybe he'll bring you a nice little promotion.
Yeah. Look, he's an off-duty Santa Claus right now.
I know.
According to the Welfare Society, his name is Henry James. How many more flights are there? Only this is a fine way to spend Christmas Eve.
Yeah, we may spend from now till New Year's working on a murder case, Faraday, if the welfare agency was right. And another guy phoned for information about the same Santa Claus just before we did.
I know.
Oh, finally, here's the door.
If he's in the kind of trouble you claim he is, he won't be in any condition to answer the door.
Don't remind me.
You and your theories. You had no right to think he's dead.
I hope I'm wrong. But I'll guarantee if he's not dead, he's tied up or unconscious or both.
Well, if you're so smart, you have that all figured out. You ought to be smart enough to know the only way we'll get in is to open the door ourselves.
Brilliant deduction, Inspector.
Yeah, that's all mine.
I'll try the door to see if it's locked.
Blackie, how do you think up such wonderful ideas?
Uh-oh. Somebody's opened it for us.
Oh, sorry to keep you gentlemen waiting so long. I was taking a nap.
Are you Henry James?
Yes.
The Santa Claus on the corner near that jewelry store that was robbed earlier this evening?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm Boston Blackie, and this is Inspector Faraday of the police.
Oh, how do you do?
How are you?
I saw you catch the thief, Blackie.
You did?
Won't you come in?
Thank you. James.
Yeah?
Did you have a visitor a little while ago?
A visitor?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no visitor.
No one came here and held you up to get back the four stolen rings he tossed in your collection?
Why, no, Inspector Faraday. No one's been here. And my collection bucket's right here on the table. It's untouched.
This collection bucket of yours hasn't been touched, James?
Certainly not.
Blackie, according to you, Joe Martin tossed the rings in the Santa Claus collection bucket. This is it.
I know.
According to you, Martin called the Welfare Society and found out where this particular Santa Claus lived.
Somebody asked about Mr. James before I called.
You don't say. But Mr. James says nobody's been here.
Well, he ought to know.
And you ought to know how ridiculous you are. I've looked through this collection bucket and there are no rings here. Nothing but coins. Santa Claus wasn't held up here. No rings were ever dropped in his bucket out on the street. Blackie, how wrong can a guy get?
And now, back to Boston Blackie. Joe Martin steals four rings from a jewelry store. Just before he is caught by Boston Blackie, he runs down the street and tosses the rings into the collection box of a street corner Santa Claus. Later, at Santa's room, he apparently recovers the jewelry. But when Blackie and Inspector Faraday come to see Santa, Santa, whose real name is Henry James, insists that his collection box has not been touched. As we return to our story, Blackie continues his questioning of Santa Claus.
Look, Mr. James.
Yeah, Blackie?
Faraday is going back to headquarters because he thinks I'm wrong.
Well, maybe he's right.
But I still say that Martin tossed those rings into your collection bucket.
Believe me, Blackie, the collection is right here. It's untouched.
Yeah.
I was about to take it to the Welfare Society, and as I said before, no one's been here to see me. No one but you and the inspector.
You're sure you're not playing Santa Claus to Joe Martin?
Working with a thief? I should say not. I don't know why you should think so.
Because when I called the Welfare Society to get your name and address, I was told there'd been another call inquiring about you just a half an hour before.
Is that so?
I think that was Joe Martin calling to find out where he could find you.
Well, no Joe Martin came here, Blackie. In fact, nobody did.
And you've been right here in your room ever since you came back to get out of your Santa Claus suit?
Yeah, Blackie. Every minute, wait. I was out for just a minute on the telephone at the end of the hall.
Who was on the phone and when was this?
Oh, about 20 minutes ago. It was a man at the Welfare Society asked me if I'd collected a lot of money tonight.
Did the man say who he was?
No, just that he was an officer of the Society. I wouldn't have known him if he had given his name. I work for the Society only at Christmas time.
That's it, then. While you were on the phone talking to Martin or some friend of his, either Martin or an accomplice slipped in here and got back those stolen rings. Isn't that possible?
Well, yes, it is. My back was to the hall while I was on the phone, and the door to this room was partially open.
And thanks to what you've just told me, Mr. James, this case is practically closed. Now, Mary, don't stuff me so full of pillows that I can't stand
now,
up.
Blackie, you want to look like a big, fat, jolly Santa Claus, don't you?
Yes, but not like an overstuffed chair.
There. You're well padded and your coat's buttoned up. Now, dry on your beard and let's see how you look.
Say, if I get clipped with this thing on my face, you might say my assailant is beating around the bush.
Oh, Blackie.
Well, how do I look?
With your cap on, I'd never know you, and that would be all right with me.
Well, you think that Joe Martin will know me?
Oh, I don't think so. He doesn't know you as well as I do to begin with. I wish you wouldn't try this, though, Blackie.
It's the only thing I can do, since Faraday wouldn't give me any help but Martin's address.
Well, in a way, he can't be blamed for not offering you any help. This isn't a murder case.
That's true.
And besides, you've been wrong all along.
According to him, that is.
Well,
young lady, hand me that sack of phony presents, and I'll put this case in the bag.
Faraday, homicide.
Hello, Inspector. This is Mary Wesley.
All right, let's have it, Miss Wesley.
Have what?
Blackie's newest theory on how to make me waste my time.
Blackie's newest plan isn't going to waste any of your time, Inspector.
In fact,
you may not have enough time to get down there and help him.
Get down where?
Well, after you gave him that fellow Martin's address, he got dressed in a Santa Claus suit and went down there alone.
What's he bothering Martin for?
Well,
we haven't got anything on him.
Blackie is positive that Martin retrieved those stolen rings from Santa Claus's collection bucket.
And I'm positive Blackie's positively out of his mind.
Well, anyway, I think you ought to go over to Martin's right away. You know the way Blackie's little schemes sometimes get him into trouble.
This time I hope he gets himself into plenty of trouble.
Well, gee.
Maybe it'll get him out of my hair.
I gotta hand it to you, Clark.
That was
a slick trick calling that Santa Claus at his house and keeping him on the phone while I sneaked in and got the rings out of his collection.
I was just luck that it worked. What would we have done, Martin, if he'd taken his collection right down from his corner to the Welfare Society?
Yeah, that would have been just too bad, I guess.
Yeah, too bad for you.
Why?
Well, because my boy Abby knows how to use a gun as well as his fist.
Hey, look, you got the rings back, didn't you?
Yeah, sure, over there on the table.
I came to your room to be sure I got him back.
Nah.
But Abby's going to be my chief assistant from now on, in charge of guys who make mistakes. Understand?
Okay, I understand. But it's sure going to be tough working with a guy who can't speak English or understand it.
I don't want him to be easy to work with. If you can't talk to him, you can't get friendly with him. Trigger men shouldn't have friends. They can...
Hey, wait a minute. Who's there?
It's Santa Claus!
Get rid of him, Martin.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, son. Merry Christmas.
Hey, fatso, beat it.
The same Santa, Martin?
No. Beat it, Mac. You got the wrong house.
Oh, Merry Christmas, my boy. Can you spare
beat
a
beat it, I said.
Now, wait a minute, Martin. He's collecting for the poor. Let him come in a minute.
Okay. Come on, Santa. Come on in.
Thank you. And a Merry Christmas.
What do you want from us, Santa?
Oh, anything you care to give. Just anything to help make it a Merry Christmas for the poor. Like those four diamond rings on the table there.
How about letting me give that beard of yours a tug?
Hey, no!
Hey, it's Boston Blackie.
I thought it was some kind of gag. Watch out, he's going to swing that sack he's carrying.
Oh. You'll have to swing it faster than that!
Yeah.
Work, Martin. You really flattened him. Now get him up on his feet. I've got a gun on him.
Sure. Oh, come on, Blackie. Get up.
Thanks.
Hey, what are you going to do with him? You can't kill him here.
I'm going to turn him over to Abby and let Abby take him for a little walk. Hey, Abby.
This is pretty dangerous, Clark.
Be a whole lot more dangerous if Blackie stays alive. Don't forget he's seen the rings and I'm wanted for murder out west and Blackie can describe me.
I sure can.
Hey, Abby. What's the matter with that big hulk? Sanya, Abby. You're a tag Jalarov Yasada, Nugula.
Sena.
Okay, Martin, he knows.
Where, Sena?
Just what kind of language is that?
Quiet, Blackie. All you have to know is that Abby's taking you for a walk with a gun in your back.
Oh, that's pleasant.
Abby Uka.
Sena. Sena.
Come on, Clark. Have Abby get this guy out of here. The cops may not be far behind him.
We better wait until those carol singers outside go away.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. They won't suspect anything. I'll have Abby take them out right now.
But what about those carol singers? They're just outside the house.
I'll tell Abby to keep a gun on Blackie and shoot him if he opens his mouth.
Hey, I got a better idea. Make Blackie sing and keep him singing. Then it'll seem like he's happy going down the street with Abby.
Yeah, good idea.
I'm really not in good voice this evening, gentlemen.
And you won't be in good condition when Abby gets through with you.
Quiet, Martin. Hey, Abby. Sura retsum, Blackie lingo. Finis duda. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. Thank you, let's him glad.
All right, go on, get going. Start singing, Blackie. Go on, start singing.
A command performance, huh? Oh, I didn't know you had such an appreciation for my talent.
So long, Blackie. So long.
So long.
I said keep singing, Blackie. If you stop once more, Abby will shoot.
I won't stop then. So long.
So long, sucker. Merry
Christmas. Merry Christmas. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in the one-horse open sleigh. Give me help, I can't yelp, but I'm on a spot. Where we'll go, I don't know, but I know I'll be shot.
Hey, hear what that guy said.
When I passed, jump him fast. Oh, listen to my squawk.
Hey, listen to those
words. I have
words.
To sing this silly thing, because he'll kill me if I talk.
Hey, I don't think that
what
guy...
What you speak to him is Greek. He doesn't know a thing.
Come on, let's jump the guy.
So
watch out for gunning.
I fire. Just pass you by and let you hear me sing.
All right, now get him.
Here.
Here, let me at him, fellas. I can take care of him myself now.
Hey, nice punch, mister.
Nice going yourself, fellas, for understanding those words I was singing.
Okay, but at first we thought you were nuts. Hey, here comes a police car.
Hey, Blackie, you all right?
Well, Faraday, you decided to give me some help after
yeah,
all.
Yeah. When Miss Wesley phoned me and said you were going through with your crazy plan, I thought I'd better get down here and keep you out of trouble. Who's the big guy on the sidewalk?
The guy working for Martin and his buddy, who was going to give me a one-way ride into the country.
Oh, great.
He's safe here. Let's go into the house and get Martin and his friend, who wanted to go out west.
Yeah, come on. Oh, look. There they go, making a break for us.
Yeah. Well, let's break up that break.
Stop, you! Stop in the name of the law!
Look out, Barney. They're trying to shoot their way out.
This'll stop him.
Yeah, that made him stop. Come on, let's grab him.
Watch out, Blackie. That guy's got a gun.
You bet I have.
You're not going to get a chance to use it, though, boy. I've got this one. Take care of the other one, Faraday.
Don't tell me what to do. Okay, lay off, copper.
No more, Blackie, no more.
Okay, Martin, no more. If you give me those rings.
Clark's got them.
Come on, you Clark. Let's have them.
Yeah. Okay, here they are. Here.
One, two, three, four. They're all there, Faraday.
Good.
And Martin, Clark, and their pal Abby are all yours.
Wow. You take these guys back to my squad car, will you, Blackie? After this chase, I'm tired.
Oh, great, old man.
Yeah.
I go all out to catch these guys, and you're the one who's all in.
Morning, Turkey. Inspector Faraday?
Yeah, a little bit, Miss Worthing.
Mm-hmm. And Blackie, how about you?
Well, I'll have more of everything, Barry.
If Turkey were brain food, I'd say you had plenty of room for it, Blackie.
Now, Inspector, this is Christmas Day. You and Blackie promised not to fight.
Barry, he's still upset because the case we just worked on didn't involve a murder.
You talk as if I like murder, Blackie.
You must like it, Inspector. The way you've murdered that turkey. Mm.
Very droll.
You mean very drool, don't you?
Now she's telling me what I mean. This thing must be contagious.
You know, Inspector, I'm glad the stolen rings case wasn't more complicated than it turned out to be.
Yeah, I'm glad we got it solved before Christmas was over.
Me too. Well, Inspector, men generally put a ring on a finger. But because Clark and Martin stole some rings, we put the finger on them. Hello, everybody. This is Dick Calmer. Every week after we finish one of our Boston Blackie shows, I indicate what I hope we'll be doing the following week.
Uh-huh. Look, Blackie.
Now, just a second. This time, it's going to be a little different.
Blackie, what's with you? What is going on here?
Just a minute, Faraday, please.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, I said I'm not going to tell you what we will be doing next week.
That's good.
I'm going to tell you what we hope you will be doing.
Very confusing.
Isn't almost everything confusing to you, Inspector? Listen, everybody.
What for?
Now, patience, Faraday, patience. Next week, I hope you and everyone you know and love will be enjoying the best holiday season you ever had.
Yeah, now...
That the next year will be a great year for all of you.
Could I say something, Blackie?
You, Inspector, can say anything, and you probably will.
Well, all I say is, Merry Christmas to our listeners, Blackie. Merry Christmas to them all. Well, genius, how about one of your usual taglines?
Not this time, Faraday. Mm-hmm. All I say to everybody from Mary Wesley and all our cast is, until our next meetings, season's greetings.
Don't forget to tune in next week when I'll have more Christmas old-time radio, including a few laughs, some music, and even something special for the kids. I'll see you then. Oh, ho, 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 ho.